Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 40 of the letters of John. Today's title is Commanded to Love. Jerry Bridges said, "Here is a spiritual principle. We cannot exercise love unless we are experiencing grace. You cannot truly love others unless you are convinced that God's love for you is unconditional, based solely on the merit of Christ, not on your performance." John said, "We love because He first loved us." Our love, either to God or others, can only be a response to His love for us. Our text today is 1 John 4:18 through 21. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have for him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." John begins this section of Scripture with the statement, "There is no fear in love." A commentary for Bible students states, "The immediate context of this verse is focused on our relationship with God and our assurance before Him regarding judgment." John writes, "But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment." When we know that our focus is to love God and others, we take it by faith that such obedience will deliver us. We need not live in fear of God or in anxiety about our destiny. We never have to fear when we are loved by the God who created us and will one day judge the world. John's statement, "We love because He first loved us," gives us our greatest purpose and passion to love others. God's love is a gift that He has given to us. God's love is our reason to return love to others. John closes out this portion of Scripture on love, reminding us that God commands us to love one another. In a blog post entitled "The Nature of True Love," Ben Witherington gave the following comments on God's command to love. Have you noticed that in the Bible, we are frequently commanded to love? It should have struck us as odd that love is commanded, if we are used to associating love with mere feelings. Jesus said that love of God and others is the greatest commandment. He even commands us to love our enemies, which surely does not mean love them to death by killing them. But is He really ordering our feelings to march in lockstep in a particular direction? Have you ever said to your children, "I demand that for the next 3 minutes, you will feel happy and cheerful"? If you have tried such an experiment of commanding others' feelings, or even your own, doubtless, you have discovered it is an exercise in futility. Feelings cannot be commanded. They come and go, and they are subject to the fluctuations of life, affected and promoted by a thousand different factors. Whether or not we are healthy, whether we are hungry, whether we are sleepy, and a host of other factors. So, here is where I tell you that in the Bible, love is normally an action word. It refers to a decision of the will that then leads to an action. Most often it refers to an activity, not a feeling at all. Since love is not a feeling, it can be commanded. Because love is an action, let's go love one another because God first loved us. Here are some questions to think about. In what ways does perfect love drive out your fears? Why is it reassuring and refreshing to know that we love because He first loved us? What are your thoughts on God commanding us to love one another? I'm so glad you could join us. Have a blessed day.